Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. Guess what? Y'all come back again one more time on a Sunday to hang out with me. My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime writer, and I'm with my partner here, Alexis Bravos. Hey, Alexis, how you doing?
Hey, Eric. You actually got my name right this week. Good job.
There's a first time for everything. And we are joined today by our friend in Hills, over in Hillsboro from the Hillsboro Wine Company, Sam Otterberg.
Howdy, Eric.
Howdy, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Howdy, Alexis.
So today, last week we talked about birthdays. How about this week we have another theme, and we're going to be talking about
summer.
Summer.
Sam, our theme is summer.
Our theme is summer.
Yes. Yes. And since you deal in wine, we thought we'd ask you some summer-related wine questions.
All right.
Because based on our professional... Oh, by the way, we should say we are bartenders together over at Yonder in Hillsboro. And so it is a professional curiosity of ours to talk about all things booze-related, which based on my calculations, wine is booze-related.
True. So in summer, people love to grill, barbecue, and the like. So we're wondering what wine you would pair with, say, barbecued chicken.
Barbecued chicken. Are we talking like smoked beer can? I mean, there are many variables at play, but usually I go with kind of a bigger, juicier red for anything off the grill.
Okay.
So like garnacha or Rioja, especially you're having a lot of people over. So something that's a little bit on the more wallet-friendly side.
Okay.
Is that what about for a vegan barbecue? What would you pair at a vegan barbecue?
Well, a vegan barbecue, I'm guessing you're doing like a lot of grilled portobellos and summer squashes. And because you're working with a lot of those same kind of charred flavors, you do pretty much the same thing. Maybe go a little bit lighter, but I mean, most people will be happy about matching things up.
What about just like a big bowl of grapes?
A big bowl of grapes. I mean, like we talking, you're laying back on a divan and someone is fanning you with a big leaf, that kind of scenario?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. In that case, I mean, if I'd go like full hedonist and just get some really nice vintage champagne and, you know, enjoy yourself. Really lean into the bit.
Okay.
We asked about vegetarians and vegans. What are the other eating disorders? Oh, gluten-free. What about a gluten-free dish? What would you pair? What wine would you pair with a gluten-free dish?
I mean, it depends. You got a lot of variation there. But generally, you know, if you're going like in the more like ketogenic paleo, you got a lot more of your big meats and stuff like that. You know, you want kind of those same big flavors. And, you know, there are vegan wines and things like that. So you don't have to worry about hurting any sort of critters.
Speaking of critters, we're wondering about that paleo thing. And, you know, we're in the South and people eat some interesting animals here. What would you pair with, say, a grilled squirrel?
We talking like grilled on a barbecue or grilled on I-40? They're going to go a little bit different there.
Who grills squirrel on a barbecue?
I'm dying to hear both.
I mean, again, same thing, like big reds, you know, gamier meats. You want something that's going to kind of work with that like muscle and tendon. So like Syrahs and things like that. And honestly, if you're, you know, something you're pulling off the side of the road, then maybe something with a little more of that asphalt notes and things like that.
Sounds delicious. Hey, we are here with Sam Otterberg from the Hillsboro Wine Company, if you're just joining us. Sam, what gives you the authority to tell other people what wines to drink?
What gives me the right?
The authority.
The authority. I've been doing this for a while. The sort of thing I always say is if you really want to learn about wine, have someone pay you to do it. It's hard. It's challenging. And there's a lot of these ways that, you know, people really use a lot of different terminology and tasting notes. And you kind of just have to taste a bunch of stuff. You know, we've got our little tasting machine up in Hillsboro. And there's one at the Chapel Hill store, too, which is a great way to try things by the ounce and learn on your own terms. But really, you know, I just been doing it for a while and you pick up a lot.
Speaking of tasting notes, I've noticed as a bartender and former server that there are a lot of interesting words that come out of people's mouths when they're describing wine. And you just said asphalty or something to the like. What would you say the weirdest word is that you used to describe wine?
The weirdest word. I get a lot of guff from the guys in Chapel Hill because I eat a lot of kind of weird foods. So I eat a lot of like shisho and umeboshi and things like that. And I've used those to describe wines before, and they have just not let it go. But you see all sorts of weird tasting notes. My favorite one that I have to say with a straight face is Australian Riesling often has a petrol note to it. And you're not wrong. It's like has a real gasoline nose. And I mean, that's what it's supposed to taste like. And I kind of have to remind people, this is accurate.
There's one I saw one time where somebody said, oh, and it's got wonderful notes of underbrush. And I was like, underbrush? No, I wasn't even sure like what underbrush is, but I don't know if that's something I'd want to drink.
Well, I just think underwear or undercarriage when I hear underbrush.
See, what I, with underbrush, right, they're really talking about that forest floor. You know, you're in the, like over by the Speedway after it rains. You can smell like the mulch and the dirt and like that sort of rich soil. That's kind of what they're referring to. Underbrush, usually, that might not be the term that I would use, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was like hairbrush, you know, like something under the hairbrush.
Right.
So I'd have been wrong.
Yeah. What about cat pee?
That's like a whole Sauvignon Blanc note.
You would pair Sauvignon Blanc with cat pee.
I mean, it depends on the Sauvignon Blanc, but, you know, again, to each their own. But it is like an actual tasting note that they'll say, yeah, hey, this has kind of a little bit of cat pee to it. And usually those aren't ones I pull into the shop.
Would you feel weird writing that on one of those little cards?
Yeah, I might sort of rephrase it a little bit. But again, I'm not a huge fan of that, like, pyrazinic or, like, green pepper quality in my Sauvignon Blancs.
What was the word you just said?
Pyrazinic.
What does that mean?
We're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Basically,
we just got dumber.
You know when you you taste a wine, it kind of tastes like green pepper, like bell pepper? That's, like, pyrazines. And it's a lot of – some grapes have them a little more than others. Sauvignon Blanc, you see it a lot in. You see it in Cab Franc a lot, too.
Okay.
And – it gives some people really like that. Other people really don't like that. And I kind of fall in the middle ground where sometimes I appreciate it and sometimes I would rather not have it.
What would you pair with dog?
Oh,
like, no. If you were eating dog. We had a long conversation one time in a bar. You even taught us that there was a special kind of dog that was bred to be eaten.
Yes, the edible dog, yes. An ex-girlfriend of mine had one. His name was Lance, really nice little guy.
What did he taste like?
I don't know. I wanted to stay in that relationship, so I thought eating her dog might have been a bad call. But, I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. Think about your sort of... A lot of your sort of more gamier animals you can think about in the same way of venison. So like if you're eating like a crocodile or like a moose or other some sort of exotic animal, just go with something big because it's going to work with all that muscle fiber.
All right. So you guys heard it here. Sam Oderberg would pair a big red wine with dog. Bring your critter into the Hillsboro Wine Company to see Sam.
We are dog friendly. We do not have a kitchen.
we're gonna take a quick break and talk with our sponsors real quick if they'll still have us, and we'll be right back for the segment everybody's looking forward to. That's right, we're talking Ask Alexis, where Sam Oderberg from the Hillsboro Wine Company will help us with your advice. You see y'all in just a minute.
You can feel summer.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. I'm Alexis Bravos, by the way, and I'm here with my co-host Eric Pruitt.
Hey.
We are bartenders at Yonder Southern Cocktails and Brew in Hillsboro, and this is the part of the show where we dance. Just kidding. This is the part of the show where we do Ask Alexis, where I answer all of your important advice questions.
And since you can't see us, you don't know that we are joined still by Sam Oderberg of the Hillsborough Wine Company, who's going to be helping us. Ask Alexis.
Exactly. Thanks, Sam, for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, let's get started. We've got a lot of questions today. Dear Alexis, what makes a job a good job? Or what makes a job a bad job? So I've had a lot of jobs in my long life, and I think a good job is one where you get money for services, enough money that you can live on. The people you work for are relatively decent human beings, and you don't have to do anything that you would feel ashamed doing. Those are kind of my basic guidelines. Sam, what do you think?
I think I'm about the same boat. You know, as long as you're getting paid fair, no one is asking you to do anything that you feel uncomfortable with, and you're not working 8,000 hours a week, you're solid.
What would you feel at your current job, the Hillsborough Wine Shop, where you are manager, uncomfortable doing?
If the ALE is listening, I would feel uncomfortable serving minors. but for the most part, it's mostly the same as you guys. I'd feel uncomfortable serving people who clearly are had a few already, or someone who might be in a more precarious situation with their relationship with alcohol.
Mm. I love my relationship with alcohol. It's one of my favorites.
Yes, I have a good relationship with it. I personally think a good job, no matter what you do, as long as you get to listen to your own music while you do it. It's a great
that
job.
That is very important.
Yeah.
Just so you know, because Eric is my current employer, I won't clean up puke. I don't think we've talked about this before.
I'm not cleaning up either.
Well, who's going to do it?
Well, that's why we make the person who puked clean it up.
Yes.
Some sort of like shop vac Roomba also could work for you.
What else you got in that job? By the way, these Ask Alexis questions can be found in the pickle jar on the bar in yonder in lovely downtown Colonial AF Hillsborough. So if you have questions for Alexis, you can come stick it in our jar, or the lovely folks here at WCHL 97.9 The Hill have made a webpage, on the chapelborough.com, where you can anonymously enter your questions.
Okay, the second question. Dear Alexis, have you ever heard of or taken a shower beer? If yes, have you considered AA? I'm not exactly sure what a shower beer is. I'm guessing it's something, a situation where you take a beer into the shower. I have never done that. Sam?
Many times.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
What are the circumstances where you would take a beer into the shower with you?
Have I just mowed the lawn? If so, beer and shower.
Okay.
Both as a reward and to replenish electrolytes.
So you're standing in the shower drinking a beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of life's greatest pleasures.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're actually kind of selling me on it. Whereas before I like thought, heck no, who would do that? What kind of insane person would do that?
Yo.
Sam, Eric, have you ever taken a beer into the shower?
No, that would be straight up alcoholism because it would get in the way of my shower whiskey and my shower marijuana.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. Just not a beer.
Yeah, that's weird.
Totally weird. Okay. Dear Alexis, this is a very personal question. I have some amount of love handles, but I am working on fixing that. What is your advice on swimsuits? Should I go for the bikini or should I cover it up until it's gone? With the full-on one piece. I say, just wear the bikini, man. Just let it all hang out. Yeah. I'm in like full support of being comfortable, and everyone else can just deal with it.
Yeah, wear what you feel like. It's not, you know, if someone has a problem with it, then that is their problem, and it's not your problem.
Besides, this is America. Everyone's fat here.
And they have a gun.
The person with the love handles or everyone else?
Yeah, I ain't making fun of nobody with love handles. They got a gun. You know what I mean?
Storing the gun in the bikini?
We're on the radio. Next question.
Okay. If anyone was listening last week, you'll know that I answered a question about how to keep deer out of one's yard legally. Here's perhaps a follow-up, although I think this is a different person. Dear Alexis, how do I keep a squirrel out of the flower box? Squirrel is spelled wrong, by the way. There's always some interesting misspellings when I get questions at the bar. How do I keep a squirrel out of the flower box? Again, everyone has guns?
Yeah.
I mean, that is one solution. I mean, most of your sort of deer repellent and like also should be good for the squirrel, you know.
In all seriousness, I don't know if this works for squirrels, but my mom told me that if you pee on your plants, that it will keep deer away. I don't know if that works for squirrels.
I don't think squirrels abide by the same sort of law as the deer. The squirrel does not respect us in the same way that the deer does.
Interesting.
Yeah. Squirrels are a whole other – they operate by their own code.
Eric, have you ever urinated on your own garden in order to repel deer?
Oh, man. Do you have urinated on just about everything known to man? So,
but was it for like actual function or was this just you being yourself?
It's a pastime.
No, it's how I mark my territory.
Gotcha.
Look, this is my garden. This is my chair.
Well, if you're just joining us, this is Howdy Hillsboro, and my name is Alexis Bravos, and I'm here with Eric Pruitt and our guest Sam Otterberg, and we're answering some advice questions. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, is it okay to help my son out of his relationship? Signed, don't like the girl. Hmm. Now I'm going to put the word help in quotes.
I know who this one is.
Mm-hmm. I think I do, too. This is an interesting question for me. I also have a son. He's only 10, but I'd be interested in knowing what you don't like about the girl, how close you are to your son, how like amenable he would be to your suggestions, but also the basic answer is no. I mean, you should never interfere in anyone's relationship unless there's a question of like abuse.
Yeah. And also if that interference is caught, it will only strengthen his resolve.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if your son is in like that 18 to 22 range. If he catches wind of your schemes and your plans, that's extending the relationship's life.
But if they did have to get rid of her and get rid of the evidence,
mm-hmm. the body,
what wine would you pair with her?
The corpse or just the
girlfriend?
I mean, there's many questions there, and there's a lot of like, it depends on, you know, who she is, like her diet, things like that. Like, is she healthy? A lot of lean muscle. What are we working with here?
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
I'm going to lean into this bit with you.
Once again, Sam Otterberg at the Hillsboro Wine Company, pairing wine with human and many, many other items. If you're curious about what to pair with your summer foods,
it's getting darker and darker.
Stop by the Hillsboro Wine Company and ask for Sam. He can pair anything. And speaking of stopping by, we want y'all to stop by Hillsboro, so y'all want to stay tuned because we're going to come back from this break and we're going to tell you about what you need to do when you come to Hillsboro this weekend. Join us again here in just a minute on 97.9 The Hill. See you in a second.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
I'm Bill Smith from Chapel Hill, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
Howdy Hillsboro, and everybody else. Thank you for joining us again here at 97.9 The Hill. It's Howdy Hillsboro. Once again, I'm Eric Pruitt, joined by Alexis Bravos, and our guest this evening, Sam Otterberg from the Hillsboro Wine Company. If you guys are planning on hanging out in Hillsboro this weekend, man, let me tell you, what a weekend we've got for you. What are you guys doing down there at the wine store, Sam?
Well, we've got our 12-tap Enomatic open, back up if you had a card before, haven't been in. All that money's still there. If you're new in town, need something to do, it's a great way to kill an hour, just try a bunch of new fun wines. It's a great way to, you know, educate your palate so you can figure out what to pair with all sorts of exotic animals.
You would pair on the spot with them, like what would you pair possibly that you've got in the Enomatic with, let's say, divorce?
Depends on the nature of the divorce, really.
Contentious.
If it's contentious, a big, like, easy red.
Like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard style divorce. Like,
probably like therapy, but that's not my department.
Oh, wine is therapy.
Gotcha.
I think I read that on a t-shirt.
Gotcha. Well, we do take Blue Cross.
Excellent. What's the rest of Hillsborough got going on?
Eric, on June 18th from 2 to 4, Sacrifices, a Juneteenth presentation with Spirit Freedom, is taking place at the Hillsborough Presbyterian Church at 102 West Tryon Street to commemorate Juneteenth. It's an event in coordination with the Orange County Historical Museum and the Northern Orange NAACP. It is free and open to the public, and they will explore trauma, struggle, and triumph, and achievements of African Americans through performances, storytelling, and discussions of little-known Hillsborough figures. Registration is encouraged on their website. Sounds cool.
That sounds awesome. That's a if y'all are coming into Hillsborough this week and y'all are looking for something else to do, you know, we down there at Yonder at 114 West King Street in beautiful colonial downtown AF, colonial AF Hillsborough. On Tuesday, we've got open mic. Wednesday, we've got Kirk Ridge's Songwriters in the Round featuring Kirk Ridge, Bill West, and Emily Stewart. On Thursday, Catherine Whalen brings her jazz squad in for our live jazz series. Friday, we have the Sugary String Society coming into play from 8 to 11. And on Saturday, it's John Ward Bale. And Sunday, every Sunday from 1:30 to 2:30, we've got Meg Poe of Poe Wellness doing yoga at Yonder. $15 gets you yoga and a mimosa. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, hit it. Also, there's live music all the time, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and Sundays as well, at Nash Street Tavern. They did not get back with me in time. Oh, Rainbow Cabbage didn't get back with me.
There's a lesson, Rainbow Cabbage.
Come on, Rainbow Cabbage. So I'm not sure what it is, but their website or Facebook or something should have it by then. Should.
Well, if you want to get good and sweaty before coming into Yonder to cool off with a delicious cocktail and or beer, or going to visit Sam at the Hillsborough Wine Shop, you can get your work on by going to the Hillsborough Urban Garden, which is on the Riverwalk near where the farmer's market is. It's between Okanichee Speedway and the Okanichee Village Reconstruction. It is free, no membership required. They are out there on Saturdays from about 9 until noon. It's a huge garden, really beautiful. It's a great thing to do.
Yeah,
community.
And you can hang out there and work with old Jesse Moles, who is known as the Hillsborough hot guy. So if you haven't dated Jesse yet, you know, get on out there and volunteer.
Get sweaty.
What are you doing? What do you like to do on the weekend, Sam, when in lovely colonial AF Hillsborough?
Well, often when I get off work, I come visit you guys, enjoy the vibes. And then, you know, my wife and I like to spend as much time as we can downtown, but we'll also go up and see our friends over at Botanist and Barrel up in Cedar Grove. And, you know, just try and make it over to the farmer's market, make some fun dinners, you know, just keep it easy.
Nice. Well, lots of fun things to do in Hillsborough. Lots. Hey, Alexis, you had another question or two in that jar. You want to?
Yeah, let's. A lot of times in the jar, I'll get some that aren't necessarily, you know, really heady or require a lot of thought. So here's a couple that are fun. Hawaiian shirts, yes or no?
Depends on the guy. Half there, you can either do it or you can't. I cannot.
Oh, I can do it.
Why can you do it and you can't do it?
Honestly, I don't know. It's just if I put a Hawaiian shirt on, I look like I'm about to take your order at a very low scale resort. You know, I do not look like we're about to have a fun time at a tiki bar or whatever.
I disagree. I think Sam's got mad Magnum PI vibe, you know, like mad Magnum PI vibe. What's another one?
Wait, can I pull off a Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like if it's black.
Goth Hawaiian is actually the new trend.
Okay. All right. Last one. Over 40. Soul patch, if not a musician. I'm going to say soul patch never, in my opinion.
When you originally said that, I thought you said magician. And honestly, my answer is yes, if you're a magician. You can have a soul patch. It's like kind of how, you know, like poisonous frogs will warn, you know, hey, I'm toxic. But they're very the same with the Hawaiian shirt. There are very few people who can pull off a soul patch. And if you're asking the question, it's probably not you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your input, Sam. And thank you for joining us today on Howdy Hillsborough.
It's my pleasure.
We thank y'all very much. We're going to be here every Sunday, it looks like, and if they hadn't kicked this off yet.
Well, there was no one here when we got here, and we just kind of came in and started doing it, so I don't know if we're supposed to be here.
Well, we'll find out. They know where to serve the papers. That's down at yonder in downtown Hillsboro. That's where we'll be waiting for you with our pickle jar. So come on in, and until then, we'll see y'all next Sunday.
Arrivederci.